Sports brought to you by Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo and Wyoming Building Supply. Bob on your Wednesday with Julie and James on the show today.
Good morning.
Morning.
And every day, good morning. Sixth day, not every day, Monday through Friday.
Weekdays.
Every weekday, yeah.
Every weekday, May 6th today. We're cruising along. Beautiful day. Sunny, 60. Okay, we'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Who was born on this date? It was Russell Stover.
Candy.
Manufacturer. Okay. He also created Eskimo Pie.
Huh.
He was born in 1888. In 1895, actor Rudy Valentino was born on this date.
I know of him, but
okay,
I don't think I've seen any of his movies.
Say, do you know of...
Wasn't he a silent film guy?
Well, yeah, mostly, but yes. 1898, manufacturer David Gerber was born.
Baby food.
Baby products.
Gerber baby food.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1898. Whose birthday is it today? It's Bob Seger.
Oh, yeah.
81 today. George Clooney, 65 today.
I recently just watched the Oceans movies. Those movies rule.
Those movies are what?
They rule. They're awesome. They rule.
Like, yeah. What'd you say?
What was that?
Those movies rule. They're awesome.
Sound like you muffled
the ocean. Oh. I mean, I kind of did.
Sounds like you fell asleep over there.
We lost you there,
those
James.
Movies,
yeah.
Those movies rule.
You made it up there. I mean, you got it.
1840, England introduces the first postage stamp on this date, 1840. 1851, Dr. John Ferry receives a patent for the refrigeration machine.
But how much was a postage stamp?
I don't know.
$4,500.
We're going to get another jack this
Less
summer.
Less than it was now.
We're going to get another big, huge increase this summer, too. Just don't get me started.
Yeah.
1860, the Olympic Club, the first athletic club in the U.S., was founded on this date. In 1889, the Eiffel Tower opened to the public at the Universal Exposition in Paris. Wow, I bet you that was like, whew.
For some reason, I always mix that one up with the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
You
I don't
do?
Know why, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, we better hope the Eiffel Tower doesn't lean.
Remember on the show, we were talking about an office, and I was thinking it was the Leaning Tower.
You did. We were talking about the Eiffel Tower, and you thought it was
that'd be a tough office to have.
They say the Eiffel Tower grows 3 feet seasonally.
The Eiffel Tower grows 3 feet,
and then it goes down
because iron.
Yes, when it gets cold, when it gets warm.
I guess that makes sense.
That's a lot. 1937, the hydrogen-filled German dirigible Hindenburg burst into flames and crashes Lakehurst, New Jersey.
I read the book, but they also saw, I just saw something on Discovery about that again, where they think it was not the way they thought it went down.
Oh.
I mean, it seemed pretty obvious the way it went down.
I mean, like, that it wasn't just a careless cigarette.
Oh.
Was there foul play?
Maybe. That was supposed to be... A lot of people don't realize this. That was going to be the future of flight.
Yeah.
And then that kind of changed everybody's perspective.
Seconds. I mean, imagine that great big thing, 38 seconds.
Yeah. 36 out of 97 were killed on board. Now, you think about that. That's pretty impressive that 61 people survived.
Yeah.
Well, they fell out of the air.
Wow.
1954, Roger Bannister, first person run a mile under 4 minutes. He was the man.
What year?
1954.
And now it's...
Jeez, what is it now?
Well, they just beat the record.
Commonplace?
It's under 2 hours for the Boston Marathon.
It wasn't the Boston Marathon.
It was New York.
London. No, it was London.
London.
Yeah.
It was way off.
Today...
Across the pond.
Today is Crepes Suzette Day. It's a French dessert.
Sure.
Thin pancakes in caramelized sugar... butter, and Grand Marnier sauce.
Throw some berries on that and it would be amazing.
All right. Today is School Nurse Day. Yay. And Nurses Day.
Yeah.
Tip the cap to the school nurse and the nurses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Skilled Trades Day. Tip of the cap. We need our skilled trades
people. Yeah, very much so. Yep.
And we got the perfect college for it.
We do. Yeah.
Today is Beverage Day.
Well, that's pretty
pretty vague. Broad,
all-encompassing.
Right?
You die if you don't have a beverage.
Yeah.
What percentage of adults say they drink one can of soda every day?
43%.
Wow. That's a good guess. 48.
Really? Half the planet.
Half the planet drinks one can of soda every day.
That's me.
Wow.
Wow.
Half the planet.
Yeah. That's me, for sure.
Man.
Easily.
Now, on that note, you drink one a day.
Easily.
Easily.
Come on, you stock the fridge.
Two a day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I see the refrigerator.
I don't, if I have a day where I don't drink one, I'm surprised. But it's not, it's zero soda. So it's, you know, I'd prefer that over the calorie stuff, personally.
Now, how many glasses of soda do people consume?
I've never heard it referred to as glasses of soda.
I guess restaurants.
Two and a half glasses.
Two and a half, yeah. Okay, two. Glasses. I was going to say two.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm more
than
that.
That's a weird question, Bob.
How many fluid ounces, I guess, that it would be better? Because I think it's 12 is the typical can.
It's for those
12
who
fluid
drink
ounces.
Soda daily. About how many? Some people don't drink a whole can. So.
Who's it? Okay.
Yeah,
who's,
but a glass
wait
is
a minute.
8 ounces, let's say, so.
Hey, I'm not trying to, you know.
Who's popping open a can of soda, not drinking the whole thing? And then just putting it back?
Well, I don't know.
What's wrong with you? Just hold on to it.
What percentage of the population drinks part of their can of soda?
Yeah, and then puts it back?
All right.
Maniac.
Recent study reveals the individuals who eat eggs regularly, James, may significantly reduce their risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Conducted over 15 years, the research indicates consuming 5 or more eggs a week, which I do. 27% lower risk compared to those who rarely eat them.
So, I go through phases with
Do you
eggs.
Go through phases?
Oh, man. Yeah, I love eggs. Love eggs.
You just don't like
them. I won't eat them prepackaged,
you just don't eat
hard-boiled,
my
but, you know.
Convenience store eggs.
Yeah. Pass on those, but.
So there you go.
I think that's a common thing. I will say, more credit to you, I think that's a common thing in, like, Japan. They have, like.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're like large hard-boiled eggs that you can just get at gas stations.
Well, you can do
that.
They're
prepackaged.
Here
I know, but in Japan they love like that. That's their thing.
Okay,
that's like their snack on the go type of thing.
It's a good snack on the go, actually.
There you go.
Hey, speaking of snacks and going, the presidential fitness test is back. Remember that from school?
Great.
So yeah,
you were one of those that didn't care.
The fitness
for,
Grand Pacer test is the one that I remember.
So, officially returning to schools, while specifics of the revived test remain unclear, we know the test used to include, I remember this, sit-ups, running, shuttle run, 1 mile run.
Shuttle run is totally useless when it comes to...
What is it?
What am I doing the draft, the NBA or the NFL combine? Why am I doing the shuttle run?
Shuttle run.
Oh, is that the one where you go up
and
back?
Yeah, and there's like blocks on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And pull-ups.
Yeah.
Pull-ups.
Yeah.
Pulls are hard. I can't do pull-ups.
Yeah.
There's a guy.
So the president does this too?
Why don't you just have, I don't understand. Pull-ups is a weird one for me. Pull-ups are hard. Like,
Pull-ups are hard.
Like,
pull-ups are really
gonna...
hard.
Now you want to get, I read this. I don't know the exact specifics, so don't.
Question your
don't
yeah.
Don't put me through the interrogation. 24-hour period of time, a guy did 12,000 pull-ups, world record.
Yeah, see,
yeah,
that's...
We'll have to check that.
I'm going to do...
Of course you will.
If I do one, I'm thrilled, because that would be incredible for me.
They are...
Pull-ups are very hard.
They're extremely hard.
That's why I'm like, with those ones, I guess it depends on how old the kids are, but if you're going to have a gym teacher there, make them do something with dumbbells. Like, do...
You know...
10-pound dumbbell press.
You know, unfortunately, you know, like the fitness test.
Yeah.
Presidential fitness test. You know, obviously, they made every kid do it.
Yeah. Literally everybody's
and
different.
And there are some kids that just is extremely difficult to do.
Yeah.
And I remember I felt so bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's watching.
Yeah. Felt so
it was
bad
awful.
For some
You're kind
people.
Of calling people
yeah.
out.
For some people
shaming
that could not
them.
Do
yeah.
it. And
I remember there was...
I'm not a
I
fan.
I just remember this. I am not either. But I just remember this. I'm like, you know what? You can either stand back and you can either say, you know, sit back and go, wow, that stinks. I feel sorry for him. Or you can go up to him and encourage him.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. You know, there was obviously some people that just weren't physically capable of doing it.
I can't do pull-ups.
And I remember, you know, I'm going to go over and give him some encouragement. Yeah. You did great. You only did two. That's all right. Don't worry about it. Good job.
And what was their response?
Both are hard. They're like, get out of my face.
Yeah. Would you quit it? You're just shining a bigger spotlight on me.
No, I was really very sincere about it. It was just because I just felt like, why are we doing this for all these kids that just cannot physically do that?
Yeah.
I just thought it was terrible. So, I don't know about that.
The pull-ups ones,
that's
hard.
That's my take on the fitness. I'm all about fitness. I'm all about fitness.
Yeah.
But, you know, on something like that, just making them.
Yeah,
do that when they're just physically not able to. That's
most of those. The other thing is too, kids aren't like, because a lot of pull-ups like lats and traps.
Now, kids are back on the pull-up.
Kids aren't working on their lats very often. Like that's not something they're working on. So it's all like, right. Put them on a lat pull-down machine maybe, and give them 10 pounds, and then have them do that.
Okay.
Anyways.
Moving on to other trivia questions today. What word is considered the most common shared word across many languages?
Love.
Yes.
No.
No?
Number one.
Hate.
Oh. Yeah, no.
I'm like, no.
Number one, taxi.
Hmm.
And number two.
I never would have guessed that.
And number two. No, I thought this was number one, but it's number two.
Food. Eat.
Hi.
Sleep.
Amen.
Oh.
Okay. That's interesting.
It is. There you go. Over the course of your lifetime, how many times will you lock yourself out of your car?
Well, if you have animals, it's going to be more often. Because if you have them in the car, though, or kids.
I've never done that.
You've never locked yourself out of your car?
Never done it.
Really?
Mm-mm. I think also...
Two, three times?
You locked your aunt out of the car once. She ran back in the house to get her purse, and you had locked... I was gone.
But I was in the car.
I know, but you were like... Jumping around. Hey, didn't know how to. She had to get the fire truck.
Yeah, I've never done. I think also with keyless entry, we're going to see less and less of that happen.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, and you can get on the app and open your phone, open your car from.
Don't need it anymore.
Oh, nice.
Okay, on average, 1,700 Americans go to the emergency room after injuring an eye with what?
An eye?
Yes.
Injuring an eye with
while getting ready in the morning.
Oh. With like an eyeliner, pencil, or whatever?
Close.
Mascara?
Toothbrush. I know, right?
You do that.
Have you ever poked yourself in the eye with a toothbrush?
No.
Two things I've never done. Poke my eye with a toothbrush and pull-ups. Add that to the list.
Yeah. I poke yourself in the eye.
That's an odd one.
Yeah, it is.
How many people?
1,500.
Oh.
I mean, that's still a lot of people. Poke your eye.
1,700.
1,700 people American poking their eye with a toothbrush. Poking your eye.
Do you like accidentally hit a crooked tooth and
maybe? Hey, some people when they wake up,
shears off and goes into your eye.
Their best time is not in the morning, so they forget how to use it. You know.
All right. Well, that's what's for the show today. It's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Thanks, James, Julie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome morning from your Synergy Home Care Studios. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock, and Fox News is on the way. Looking for sunny, 58 today. Overnight low. 32 currently, that's where we are, 32 degrees in Sheridan. You're listening to KROE, Sheridan, Wyoming, source for news. It's 8 a.m.